Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I'm Robert Hensley, your Truth Be Told Minuteman, and I'm back. I'm back in the bunker, everyone. It's been a few weeks, a few exciting weeks off. I know that some of you have been continuing to watch, and I've been on the road collecting new stories and learning new things, and I'm happy to be back. And today, on our first Minuteman Report back, I wanted to talk with you about Nunhai beings. And this is a relationship that kind of goes back for, you know, centuries with the Cherokee Nation. And so let's get into this, right? Because I find this fascinating. So the Cherokee people, in their legends, there is said to be a long and fruitful relationship with an elemental, invisible, immortal, humanoid race of aliens called Nunhai beings. Nunhai being the word for traveler or those who live anywhere. The Nunhai beings are said to have been responsible for bringing spirituality to the Cherokee tribe. They are the one who introduced the idea of the world that is, the world above, and the world below. And the these humanoid beings, who again were said to be invisible, could make themselves visible at will, and they often appeared as Cherokee warriors. And the only thing that set them apart from other people was that they had a supernatural aura. They seemed to glow, and they were very helpful. The Nunhai beings would find people who were lost, and they would take them away to their world, quote unquote, their world, and so that they could be healed. They were fierce warriors as well. They would often aid the Cherokee people in battle when fighting other indigenous peoples and even European invaders. So there were there was a long kind of illustrious history between the Cherokee tribe and the Nunhai beings. And then it just stops, right? We all know that the Cherokee, being the indigenous people who kind of inhabited what is now Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and who were subsequently rounded up, Trail of Tears, and pushed out of their lands, the Nunhai beings weren't anywhere there to help them during that time. So this is far in the past beyond that, and no one's really sure where or when the Nunhai beings stopped being helpful and stopped showing themselves. But it is believed that, again, in that realm of kind of the south Midwest, southeast of the United States, that the Nunhai beings were thought to live, right, under mountains and under rivers and in lakes. But they were specifically thought to live inside Blood Mountain near Lake Trilita in Georgia. And they were thought to live under or inside Pilot Knob Mountain in Colorado. So those were two of the kind of sacred locations that these beings were thought to inhabit. But yeah, this was a really, you know, like I said, it's a very fruitful relationship. It seemed that this alien race brought many great things to the Cherokee people and helped to protect them. And why that stopped, no one's really sure. I can't find any information about when or where that relationship broke down, or if the Nunhai beings just kind of faded out of the world or of history. But, you know, like but in some of the stories that I've read, you know, not only did they help travelers and take travelers into their world to into the mountains to heal them, but there were stories of actual some of the Cherokee people actually going and living with the Nunhai beings. So, yeah, just one of those crazy things, right? I mean, we don't know what the world was like before, right? We only know our version of the world. And, you know, if the Cherokee Nation had aid from, you know, this race of alien beings who were able to, you know, become invisible or be invisible and become visible or be able to teleport, which is another thing that they were kind of credited with, you know, then where did that go? Where did that go? I want to know. Anyway, that's one of the things that I was curious about. I'm so glad to be back in the bunker and to share more stories and stuff with you guys. So remember, every week, always, there are three chances for new content here at Truth Be Told. Me, Mondays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern with the Minuteman Report. Bonnie Burkert on Wednesdays, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern with Truth Be Told Transformation, and of course Tony Sweet with the original Truth Be Told every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. And yeah, if you need to know anything else about Truth Be Told, visit us online at www.truthbetoldworldwide.com. Be sure to visit our shop and buy some out of this world gifts, because, you know, who doesn't want, like, you know, alien flip-flops? But yeah, and if you've got a great story, I'm always looking for, you know, fantastic stories and new things to share with you guys. So email me, reportminuteman@gmail.com. That's the email address, reportminuteman@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know if there's something you want me to look into, and I will be happy to look into it for you. All right, until next week, everyone, stay true.